acorns are dropping off my Chinese house. Two ducks in my spyglass, flowery as a mouse. It's a silly nature thing. It's a silly nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing. It's a mighty fine.
Welcome to Yarns at Yin Hu, a podcast about the fiber arts and other post-apocalyptic skills. Episode 45, Observation Deck, July 16th, 2014. I'm your host, Sarah, and I'm podcasting from the Observation Deck in Nashville's Public Square in Nashville, Tennessee. You can find me as Sarah Pomegranate on social media, and you can find show notes for this episode on yarnsatyinhu.com. This episode and a few upcoming episodes will be recorded on location in Nashville as a kind of audio diary. So you might find that the sound quality and other aspects of the podcast are not as they typically are, but I hope you enjoy the episodes. We'll start with a little bit of an overview of some information about the upcoming Asymmetrical. This craft along starts on August 1st, and you're invited to take part in any craft, knitting, crochet, sewing. Maggie of Maggie's Corner is even doing some weaving that she's going to sew in an asymmetrical design. The resulting finished object can be asymmetrical in structure, in design, or even in use of color. And there has been a planning thread open and the opportunity to win a pattern prize from Simone Eich of Wolverk Designs. So I'd like to start by announcing the five winners of Wolverk Patterns. They are Spinners End Farm, Smith MKS, Kay Connors, Marianne H., and Sock Sticks. If you are one of those five winners, you need to contact Simone. She is Wooshel Tigger on Ravelry, and I've created a link to her profile on the show notes on yarnsatyinhu.com. So please send her a personal message thanking her for her generous offer and letting her know which pattern you would like to receive. Some of you mentioned multiple patterns in your posts, and I know Simone is thrilled with all of the feedback she received and the wonderful comments about her patterns. Congratulations, winners, and thank you to everyone who has already posted in the planning thread for the Asymmetrical. I've now changed the title of that thread. I haven't locked it or deleted it. I've just changed it from planning thread to chatter thread. So I hope you will continue to talk there about your plans for this upcoming craft along. I have two more items to share with you regarding the Asymmetrical. One is a generous offer by Danae Merrill of Den Knits. She has a pattern called the Asymmetric Cowl, and it's a great little pattern design featuring a super bulky wool and US size 13 needles. I thought it would be great for those of you knitters who might also be hand spinners and who might be doing some spinning of bulky or chunky yarns during Tour de Fleece. She is offering her Asymmetrical pattern free for the month of July, so head on over to Ravelry and check that out. Additionally, Susan, who is Painter Mom on Ravelry and who has a shop called Riot of Color out of Worcester, Massachusetts, has offered up a skein of her cobweb silk as a prize for a finished object. So thank you, Susan, for that really generous donation. So I'm in Nashville on the observation deck just across the street from our hotel. This observation deck overlooks a public square and little garden right in front of the courthouse and city hall. I came up here yesterday because I was just curious about the area, and it's a good way to get the lay of the land. And it didn't seem like it was a very popular spot. So this morning when I thought about recording, I thought I would try recording from way up here. Samuel and I have driven from Delaware Water Gap to Nashville, Tennessee. I will be taking part in the Super Summer Knit Together, a retreat for knitters hosted by Leslie and Laura, the Knit Girls, and attended by knitters, spinners, podcasters, designers, teachers. I'm really excited about meeting everyone over at the Scarrett Bennett Center on Vanderbilt University campus later this afternoon. Samuel has some industry events planned. He is down here without the rest of the Bovine Social Club, his band, and he is looking into singer-songwriter events. He has some gigs lined up. We went to a couple of open mics last night just to see some other performers show off their chops, and so far we're having a really great time in Nashville. Since my last recording, Tour de Fleece has begun, and for those of you listeners who might not be so familiar with a lot of knitting terminology, and I know there are a lot of you out there, so I just want to take this opportunity to thank you for your praise of the podcast and for listening, even though I know a lot of the content is knitting related. So if you have never heard of Tour de Fleece and you'd like a little chuckle, here's what it is. It's a spinning event that runs during Tour de France, and spinners are invited to set personal goals, which typically include spinning for a certain amount of time every day or completing a certain spinning project, and they post photographs of their progress. If you follow me on Instagram, you have probably seen such photos. The majority of my crafting time since the start of Tour de Fleece has been working on spinning projects, both spinning on a Turkish drop spindle that I just purchased this spring and I'm getting used to using, and also spinning on my Louette wheel. On the back porch this week is a braid of fiber dyed by Patricia of BZB Fibers in papaya. This color was just so realistic and luminous. I almost felt like I could smell the fruit as I was spinning it. Just really lush peaches and greens and even a little bit of gray. It was just beautiful. So I spent a lot of time spinning that on my Louette, and I came up with 375 yards of a 2-ply. It is fractally spun, so that results in a lot of barber poling or different colors wrapping around each other in the finished yarn. And this fiber is Blue Face Luster and Silk, a blend. And it's washed, it's dried. I can't wait to think of a project to knit with it. It may be that I knit with this yarn for the Asymmetrical. I'm still making some decisions about what my project will be for that. On the front porch has been planning for projects to take with me to the Super Summer Knit Together. Knitters typically agonize over what knitting projects they will take with them on a trip of any kind. A lot of times you need to plan for car knitting or plane knitting, different kinds of situations. In my case, I did the driving to Nashville, so I didn't get any knitting time in the car. And I wanted some easy projects that were not very stressful, that wouldn't result in needing to fix mistakes. So I decided to bring along Nymphalidia. This is a shawl pattern by Melinda Vermeer. It is not mindless knitting that goes on autopilot. However, I have pretty much memorized the pattern design by this time. I'm using some hand-spun yarn that is chain-plied. It's from BZB Fibers. It's Pollination. It goes from interesting pinks and yellows into iridescent greens and blues. And I'm alternating that with a commercially purchased black yarn for the welts in this design. I also brought a yoga sock pattern that I thought would be pretty easy. Socks go quickly and they're good for knitting when you're making a conversation. I brought my Lucette and another skein of very bulky, kind of thick and thin hand spun from Vermont. And I mentioned in a much earlier podcast that I am slowly working on making that yarn into a cord. And then I plan to crochet that cord into a small rug for Yinhu. And I thought that would be an interesting project to work on while having conversation, and maybe even something that other folks at Super Summer Knit Together might like to try using. I think the majority of my crafting time while I'm in Nashville will be spent with my Turkish drop spindle. This is such an addictive little spindle. At 19 grams, it spins very fine. And I've been working on spinning some little batlings, small little bats of different colored fiber from Hobbledehoy that I purchased at the Maryland Sheep and Wool Festival. So far, I've completed 5 of these batlings, and I have 3 more of them to spin. And I also brought some additional fiber with me. Double happiness. I don't think double happiness is really an adequate term for the excitement and anticipation I have leading up to this knitting retreat in Nashville. There are so many things I'm looking forward to, and a lot of people I am eager to meet. And I think just being surrounded by knitters and having the camaraderie of so many people interested in the same thing I am has just really been keeping me afloat, and it's been occupying my thoughts for a long time leading up to this trip. Part of the retreat is the opportunity to take classes with some really experienced folks, and I have signed up for 2 classes. Tomorrow I will be taking a spinning class, and the teacher of that class is Malia. I'm really looking forward to learning from her, and I know from her Yarn Raising podcast that she's a very thoughtful teacher, and she is very articulate in her explanations of things. So I'm really looking forward to learning from her and learning with the other members of the class. The second class I will be taking on Friday morning is with Sadie. She also has a podcast. She has the Yarn of War podcast. And with Sadie, I'm taking a class called Fleece Processing or Fleece Prep 101. This is a topic of particular interest to me because I have been given a green light to start planning for a fiber arts handcrafts experience for students in the public high school where I work. So I'm sure I will learn a lot from Sadie, and I think my potential purchase of a fleece in the future will be a lot less daunting as a result.
Acorns are dropping off my Jenny's house. 2 ducks in my spyglass, fiery as a mouse. It's a silly nature thing. It's a silly nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing.
Thanks for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and I look forward to bringing you a few more episodes on location in Nashville, Tennessee. Eat well and stay strong as you hone your post-apocalyptic skill set this week.
It's a way nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing. Sycamore trees are blazing like a rainbow fire, just like Linda Curtis, but out on a wire. It's a subway nature thing. It's a subway nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing. Nature's ever get you high till your face is smile. Jump a river naked, hike a country mile. It's a subway nature thing. It's a subway nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing.